CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. President Biden has landed in Israel, says he knows about the explosion at a hospital in Gaza.
I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team.
Witnesses say doctors at the facility have been performing surgery without anesthesia in a desperate bid to save badly wounded victims of the explosion that killed possibly hundreds who had been sheltering there. Israel blames an errant rocket from the group Islamic Jihad for the hospital blast. This is Israeli Defense Force spokesman Daniel Hagari.
According to our intelligence, Hamas checked the reports, understood it was an Islamic Jihad rocket that had misfired, and decided to launch a global media campaign to hide what really happened.
The blast has upended Biden's visit to the region. Arab leaders have canceled a summit planned with the president in Jordan. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin may be facing more trouble for the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Months after charges against him were dismissed, prosecutors in New Mexico say they have new evidence. Baldwin says he never pulled the trigger, that the gun went off accidentally. With demand for some electric vehicles slowing, GM is delaying the opening of a large EV pickup plant in Michigan by about a year. As hard as it might be, catching that little bit of sleep after your alarm goes off might not be such a good idea.
Hitting the snooze button? You may want to think twice after learning the results of two studies. They found regular snoozers may not feel any less drowsy and that they may not sleep as deeply as they could if they didn't hit the button so often. Snoozing didn't affect mood, nor did it appear to lead to cognitive impairment. But the study's authors say more research is needed there. Those who snooze tend to be evening types, and they get an average of 13 minutes less sleep than those who never snooze.
That's ABC's Daria Albinger. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis? In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop.